going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices and give you a 5-year price guarantee on talk, text, and data. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
All right. Rieger's not allowed to participate in the next conversation because he said he was done with the Lions. There's nothing to watch, nothing to talk about. This was before this past weekend when they destroyed the Bears in Chicago and lambasted Justin Fields. By the way, real one more and then I'm done with it.
Yeah.
But I want to read this one because I want... And I think this is accurate, actually, because I know my neighbor. He says, I'm Wojo's neighbor. It's 25 in, not 40 in the neighborhood. He's the one where the children running are jumping off the road.
Oh.
No. It is 25 on our street.
Are you teaching those kids a lesson?
No, I'm saying as soon as you get out of the subdivision on Farmington Road, it's 40 and 45, and that's where they go 22.
Wait, is he...
And kids should stay out of the road!
Is he saying you go 45 and a 25 in a subdivision?
No, he's...
That's what he's saying.
Well, he has...
You're a scum. Back.
No, I haven't. I don't. I slow down because it's not that far to go. But once you get out, you release the bonds of the subdivision and you want to go 40 or 45. That's when it gets frustrating.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Interesting.
And
Wojo's like Joey Bell trying to chase down kids on Halloween.
No,
or was it Albert Bell? One of the two.
I do try to go after the deers. There's way too many deers now.
Yeah, but that would hurt your car too.
No, I know. No, there's way too many. I'll be on and we'll get to deers later. Those things, they must be stooping their asses off because there are more and more.
What else do they have to do?
Every day. Well, they got to go find food and stuff, don't they? They got to go shopping and everything else.
I mean, they don't really need to worry about shelter. All they can do is eat and have sex.
Yeah, there's so many
life.
Of them.
Yeah.
All right, what were you about to say? You said you were about to say something. You were going to apologize to the Lions? Or
No. I'm not going to apologize to anybody. I'll just tell you this, Woji.
Mm.
That I watched on Saturday, or Sunday, rather. And it's the same old thing. This team always leaves you wondering what exactly to think. Like, I don't know, does this 2-game winning streak, one on the road, actually mean anything? Or is it a blip on the radar and this regime is doomed to fail? Like, I truly believe after the last 2 games, I'm just up in the air. I don't know what to think anymore.
And you know why? Because you never learn your lesson.
What's my lesson?
Because you think you have something to say when you know it'll be proven wrong one way or the other. Even as you're blabbering, this is so disgusting, I hate them.
It was disgusting.
Even when you're blabbering on, you know deep down there's a chance they're going to win a couple more, and you're going to come ambling in here on a Tuesday to sit with Wojo and realize, now what do I say?
Well, it's never like that. You just obviously respond to what you've observed.
Okay, what have you observed? You said you don't even know.
So the last 2 games were close wins.
Mm-hmm.
The last 2 games were impressive because you finally found a way to win close wins. The young guys have played well. Hutchinson, I thought, played great on Sunday.
Mm-hmm.
Kirby Joseph played great the Sunday before. I mean, we even heard from Julian Okoro.
Oh, yeah, we did.
I didn't even realize he still played football. I thought he was great at Soldier Field. And the offense, Amon-Ra St. Brown, after getting injured, was fantastic. And Jamal Williams continues to be great. And DeAndre Swift went from playing bad to playing a heck of a lot better. So I don't know if it means anything or does it mean something. Go ahead, okay. You tell me, Papa Proud Wojo.
It means something. The same thing it always means when you, well, they haven't won two in a row in 3 years, so
right.
We don't know. But
God,
but,
that's pathetic.
But here's, to me, the difference. Obviously, the Lions have won a few games before, and it meant nothing. It didn't lead to anything.
They won three in a row, I believe, under Patricia.
2017, that Caldwell.
Was, okay.
The last time. And none of it has ever led to anything. And this might not lead to anything. The one thing I will say that is different this year, and it's not just the Lions, it's the NFL, is the NFL is as chaotic as ever.
Yeah.
NFC
is as pathetic as ever.
Right. And we always talk about, you know, one possession games every NFL. Well, it is a record pace for the most games decided by 8 points or less. One possession. A record so far through 8 or 9 weeks. And because of that, like, the Lions, the four of the best teams in the league, they lost by 3 to the Eagles, 3 to the Seahawks, 4 to the Dolphins, and who's the other good loss that they had? A great loss.
Vikings. Yeah, which should have been a win.
On the road, which should have been a win.
I mean, they choked that game away.
And the flip side is,
they were up by 10 in the fourth quarter.
They played two teams with bad records, the Packers and Bears, and beat them by 7-1.
Yes.
So the margin is so narrow, we already knew that. Here's the difference, I think. Tell me if I'm right or wrong. 248-539-9797. The difference here is when they would win a game or two, maybe, and you'd say, oh, Matthew Stafford pulled that one out of his arse, or oh, DeAndre Levy made a big play, or whatever, or what's his face? Prater kicked a 58-yard field goal to win it.
There were Jason Hansen.
Right, there were a lot of those. None of them were, ooh. All these young players at about the same age growing together made a bunch of big plays. They lost all those close games.
2016 was kind of like that. 2014,
maybe,
too.
Well, you're going way back. Maybe, I mean, you go back earlier in the season when they lost all those close games, and none of these young defensive players were either in the right position or the right, and they whiffed a lot. Hutchinson whiffed a lot, and they lost by one play. They won by one play.
So you think it's something.
Against the Packers and the Bears. And this is why I think it's something. Because the one play in these two wins was made by somebody who you think will only get better. It's not a veteran who parachuted in. It's not a kicker who just has a big leg. And they've been made by Hutchinson and Kirby Joseph and Amon-Ra St. Brown and DeAndre Swift.
Jeffrey Okuda.
And Jeff Okuda. And they're not doing it even with Jared Goff. They're not. Like, if you said, oh, boy, Goff, he's lighting it up. That's the only reason they're winning. Then you got to go, okay, then you got to pay him now. And they're doing it with a cadre, several young defensive players. I don't know if it lasts, but it's not fake. They're not. They have the pedigree. I mean, Okuda, number three pick. Hutchinson, yep. number two pick. Joseph, a pretty high pick. Malcolm Rodriguez
wasn't even playing on Sunday.
That, to me, is the difference. Is that the difference for anybody else? That at least this is being done by guys you would think will be part of it going forward. 248-539-9797.
I want people to answer the question, is it real? Do you agree with Wojo? Because I'm going to be completely honest with you. I'm gun shy.
You should be.
For every fact Wojo brings up, and I think they're good facts, I can give you a fact that I don't know if the Bears make the extra point, maybe Chicago wins that game. Or if the offensive line wasn't that pathetic for Justin Fields, he probably just runs for another touchdown on you. So obviously there's extenuating circumstances, but you're absolutely right.
There always is.
You're absolutely right. The young guys gelling together, I think that's a positive. But is it something? The other thing too, and I'm just going to do it.
Oh boy.
Just going to jump in. Have you seen the remaining schedule?
Yes.
Have you seen it? Have you seen their current position in the playoff standings?
Two games out. I thought they were only 1.5 out, but they're two out.
No, they were
the
two.
The 49ers won last night.
If the 49ers would have lost on Sunday Night Football to the Chargers, damn Chargers, then it would have been one game out. And then, of course, Washington, who everybody thought sucked. Now, granted, they did it with Heineke yesterday and Carson Wentz, you beat.
Who does
Washington
suck,
has four wins, or five wins, rather. So they're ahead of you in the
playoffs.
It's playoff
weird
standards.
That you have to factor in the special weirdness of the NFL this season. And we're not asking the question, do you think they'll get into the playoff hunt?
Well, do you?
We're just saying, I don't know. No, I don't, but
there's eight games left.
There's
five of
so
them.
Much unclear. It's unclear who's good, if anybody. Do you really think the Minnesota Vikings are the best team in the NFC?
No, but they continue to prove it. They just won at Buffalo.
No, but
they're 8-1.
We know what the margin for error is, and it's one play.
But see, that's the beauty of it. If they're not, and I agree with you, I don't think the Vikings in the postseason is going to go as far as people think they will, especially in Minnesota, but that's the beauty of it. Then why couldn't the Lions, and I'm not saying they will, couldn't the Lions get back involved considering their cake schedule moving forward?
All right, we'll ask the question.
And they finally now know how to win games.
Oh, they really? We've established that they know how
twice.
For sure?
I also wonder, and you can always tell me I'm taking it too far if you want to, but when you look at the NFC and how pathetic it is, it truly is. And a lot of people are already predicting that the Lions are going to go into East Rutherford and take down the Giants.
Vilani's guaranteed.
I know. Vilani's usually right about these things. Oh, or maybe he's just a self-loathing Giants fan.
Yeah, that's true.
One of the two. But the bottom line is, moving forward, if this team is so-called changed or better,
I'm not
in
even
a garbage
saying that.
NFC, they should be able to stack some wins together.
They should, but I'm not even saying there's a new culture. I'm saying when you get to draft and you start to get a little bit of good young talent, that they didn't win. Listen, let me be perfectly honest. They didn't win two games in a row just because of grit and Campbell's motivational speeches.
I think the grit is gone, but yes.
They won because they have some talented players drafted very high who made plays.
They also
Okuda,
won.
Hutchinson, and others.
Right. The defense once again stunk. And it made you sick that you couldn't stop Justin Fields. But two games in a row now, once against Rodgers, once against Fields, that defense, as bad as it's been, and it was good 2 weeks ago, found a way to make a timely stop.
Right, because they
and
have
that's
some...
something they haven't done.
No, because they've tried to fill it all with everybody being either a washed-up veteran or a rookie who's not that good, you really do have to get high-end talent, ultimately. And that's what they've done on the offensive line. They didn't just pluck, hey, let's get this off them, and they're all going to be gritty. They're all like first-round picks
Somebody's
for the most part.
On the ticket tech says, knee-jerk reaction, Rieger-jerk reaction. And first of all, he's calling me a jerk, I think. And second of all, I'm not reacting to anything.
No.
I'm not making any bold proclamations.
What about this?
How about Tom Kennedy on third down?
Yeah, how about that? This one, and then we'll go to the phones at 248-539-9797.
Is it something, people?
I'll just read the ticket text. Rieger, you can comment. I'll leave it up to you. You know this type of stuff.
Well, I'm sure it's going to be a positive. What about me? Go ahead.
Yeah. The Lions are like diarrhea.
Yes. Oh, yeah.
You walk away and think you're done. Then you got to run back and put up with another round of rumbling. Oh, so he's saying, you're done watching them. That's it. I can't take it anymore. And then as you walk away, I'm leaving you behind. Wait. Oh, wait. I have to run back. Is that what he's saying?
Yeah. No, they do have a knack for it. They really do. In fact, I think a lot of people would actually want diarrhea to experience diarrhea rather than to watch Lions football. Is that fair? Like, if you had the choice during, like, the Millen era, you have diarrhea or you got to watch a Lions game, you probably choose diarrhea.
During the Millen era, that's close.
Yeah. I mean, yes. Anyway, but they do have a knack for this. When you quit on them, you laugh at them, you just root for draft picks, they have a knack to just give you enough. They're like a drug dealer. Just give you a little taste of what it feels like to be successful, and then you're hooked.
Like, hi, Lions fan. Yeah.
Oh, did you forget about me?
You want to feel good?
Hey.
You want to feel good?
Hey, you.
Come here.
Hey, yeah. Take some of this.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Oh, wow.
It always works.
Wait a second. That's what it feels like to have a winning NFL team. Yeah, you want more?
Ticket text.
You're
going to
watch
quick.
Next week, aren't you?
538, that's the projection website, projects the Lions with a 3% chance to make the playoffs.
Oh.
The wins mean nothing. Your tangibles mean absolutely nothing. Put them in the trash and turn out the lights on your season. I wonder if that's a Bears fan.
No, it might be.
No, I really do.
Although I do think the Bears are in pretty good shape. They just need to fix their offensive line and their defense.
They're not in pretty good shape. The Lions are in better shape.
Well, I mean, I don't know. It was a 1-point game.
No, I'm not just going on that game. I'm talking about the talent. The Bears don't have anything anywhere else.
The Bears have an elite quarterback.
They do not have an elite quarterback.
You don't.
They have a young, exciting quarterback.
And by the way, very quickly, and we'll go with the phones, but I do find it funny a little bit. And listen, I understand jadedness. I've bashed the Lions. Can you call this a career, what I've done?
No.
Okay. Mm-hmm. I've bashed the Lions for 20 years during this radio hobby of mine.
Mm-hmm.
But considering they've been so bad, considering how bad the NFC sucks, why not just enjoy a 2-game winning streak? Like, honestly, like,
That's all we're doing. We're not talking. Nobody's
saying they're going to win a freaking
anything.
Super Bowl. Although.
No. And you only even mentioned the wild card playoff thing sheepishly after I tried to stop you, but that's okay.
Well, I'm just saying, if you look at the path to the wild card, if they made the wild card
at the start of the season.
I proclaim worst the wild card, would that still count?
No, you're defeating what I just said. Wojo Rieger, 97.1, The Ticket.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Visit DollarShaveClub.com and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hey everyone, quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.
Today's podcast is sponsored by Midi Health. At any given time, 61% of adult women say they want to lose weight. But for many, that's easier said than done. If you've had trouble losing weight, don't lose hope. Midi Health uses a deep understanding of women's hormones and a combination of weight loss medications to create a customized plan for each user. Midi Health can help you achieve more effective and sustainable weight loss by addressing hormone imbalances. Midi can also prescribe proven weight loss medications that help you experience reduced appetite and increased feelings of fullness. When paired with hormone optimization, you're not just managing your weight, you're also supporting your body's natural processes, which means you can overcome those weight loss plateaus that in the past have been so difficult to move beyond. So if you're ready to combine the power of hormones with the power of weight loss medications, visit joinmidi.com today. Discover how this innovative approach can lead you to lasting success. That's joinmidi.com.
Since the dawn of Major League Baseball, every player has honed their unique skills.
Judge, drill deep to left.
Otani connects and it's gone.
Skeen strikes out the side.
Bobby Witt Jr. throws in time.
Harper does it again.
Witness the hills of the game in ballparks nationwide. Get your tickets today at MLB.com/tickets. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.